At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two underway here. By the way, the NFL kicking off Thursday night football not too long away. Now, hear me out on this too, K-Dub, because sometimes, you know, we're all professionals in this business, which is kind of crazy to sound, but it does take a little bit of gumption to get in front of the camera, turn it on. Some of us, you know, professional at times, I don't know, you know what I mean? Try to give us credit with giving us a shot to the back of the head at the same time. But hear me out on this, though. Like, the camera goes on, the mic goes on. Like, some people say, like, granted, like, nah, that's the easiest job in the world. Trust me, it really isn't. And I get a kick out of it sometimes. Like, you'll do solo shows. Like, I'm by myself on, like, Tuesday and Wednesday. My daughter sometimes will ask. I was like, you talk to yourself for 2 hours? I go, yeah, it sounds kind of wild at times. But you're actually having a conversation with people that are listening but can't actually return fire. Granted, they can call in. But some people look at them like, I would go 3 minutes and be like, I don't even know what to talk about for the rest of this 2 hour show. But that's what we do when you learn how to extend segments and, you know, have some fun and see things on the fly and get that done. But you are going to have your own show at 6 p.m. Yes. Lights, camera, action, where it's just you. And I'm telling you, I've done thousands of hours. Now, I don't really get nervous, isn't the right word, but I got to tell you, sometimes we're humans. There'll be some times where I'm talking, I'm like, why do I feel like I'm a little bit short of breath here? Like, why do I feel like I'm not feeling so good right now? And you look at the clock and go, oh no, I have 9 minutes to go in this segment. It's only me. There is nowhere to hide. Now, granted, you start talking and like, okay, I feel better. I'll get my water at the break here. But coming into that, like, there's no, are you nervous for your new show at 6 o'clock? Like, the best, put it this way, for me, the best time slot on this network for East Coast is the one that you have. Like, you're rested, you're ready, everything pops off at that time. All the news of the day is in, the topics are fire, so that should be a good one, man.
No, look, I am incredibly excited for this show. It is, you know, exactly what I, you know, want to be doing. I think, as you've said, right, like, the time of it couldn't be any better. It is a daily, you know, pregame show is how I look at it, going through all of the items of the night, right, and anything that's changing the market or changing the biggest games of that evening. But yeah, look, I don't mind being open. I have, you know, a level of nervousness for the first show, and sometimes that's just doing something new. I mean, I've been doing the early line since the pandemic. You know, like, that's when I started doing the early line, like April of 2000, or 2020, obviously, not 2000, my good, imagine. You know, so that's kind of been all I know, and obviously I want game time decisions to go as well as possible, and I'm excited for the chance, you know, to kind of, you know, bring that to the people. And I'll tell you this, in terms of how it catches you being by yourself. You know this. Obviously, you lifted weights like when you were, you know, playing football and things like that. Sure. Where you go to bench press, right, and you got a spotter, and they put their fingertips on the bar, and the thing goes up like there's no weight on it. But if nobody was around, you'd be like, I can't lift this at all. I could probably talk for an hour uninterrupted as long as I know you're there. But the second you're gone, I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with my throat, man. I need a cough drop. Something's wrong with my throat. Like, it's that security blanket you have.
Yep. There's nowhere to survive. And by the way, it's kind of funny bringing that up. We'll get to the phone callers in just a second here. But, like, even when I'll do a show, like myself, on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon, the 2 hours, like, nothing went wrong, and I'm glad. Like, we didn't have any hang-ups where it's like my, you know, computer went out, or like you. Like, hey, by the way, we're having problems with the lighting or the alarm in the background. You're going nowhere. Like, you're just, okay, well, I just got to fight through this at this point. Let's get to the phone lines here. Jordan in Phoenix is calling in here. Hour number two of Moneyline. He's ready to rock and roll. What's up there, Jordan?
going on, fellas? K-Dub, congrats on the new show. You'll have a loyal listener.
Thank you.
Listener there. Donnie, you know I'm listening to you wherever you're at, too. Mm. So, and then how about Acuna, that 30 bomb, 60 stolen bases? Can you guys imagine if Ricky Henderson was playing stolen bases nowadays? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then I had Utah last night. And then I'm going to take Washington. You guys were talking about Washington. Washington first half, I'm telling you, Saturday, that the quarterback's going to light it
Panics.
Up.
Let's go.
I love listening to you guys. I'll be listening to you wherever you go. Best show on the grid, fellas, and y'all have a great weekend. Talk soon.
Thank you, man.
There you go.
Appreciate
now, Kevin,
that.
Tell them what network you're going to, by the way. You haven't told what show that thing is actually on. So,
can I,
a lot of confusion in the streets.
Because you love, you know, shooting stuff like that. I really don't know, like, if one of us ever did go somewhere. Like, I didn't get really too emotional this morning because... Yeah. Like, we're going to listen, I'll tell you, I don't know if I've told you. Like, I'm planning to have you on the first edition of the Game Time Decisions, right? So, I mean, clear your schedule, pal, right? I mean, come on. Like,
I'm working Tuesdays again?
You're already booked, pal. That's how I see it. You know, but we're still doing this show together. But if I got told, like, you and I were not doing shows at all, period, anymore, like, that would hit me. That would hit me.
Yeah, we're still working
hard.
Which, again, would be like there must be like heat in the room then. They're both still in the network and not working together after a couple of years. That makes sense. Like, you know, like Cam just shows up as Ben's co-host and Gabe's at night with you. Like, well, what just happened here at this point? It's got to be something. People just angry. Like, me and Cam just decided to do our own show and it was you and Gabe. Like, well, that's kind of an interesting type of look at this point here. So, but yeah, there are changes and sometimes change is good. The 1 hour show is going to be wild because, as we said, like, we peel through hours like in the blink of an eye, and that's not like Kevin on June 14th. It's like, hey man, there's nothing going on. This is college football and NFL season. It is going to be a blast. So phone callers, you'll probably be lining up. We'll take as many as we can and get after it, which includes Redtown, West Virginia coming up next. Awesome stuff. Thanks for sticking through. It's hour number two. Sonny Kevin on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Phone lines open. Radio Money Line, hour number two, 844-843-6879. Let's not waste any time. Let's get back to the people in here. Red Tail in West Virginia is calling us today. He's ready to go. Step on and up here, Red Tail. What do you got?
Are the two best hosts on grid radio.
Heard that before. Love it.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm a creature of habit. And to me, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time was always go-to radio. And I'm going to miss that. I really am. You know, everything
changes. You have to get it accelerated.
K-Dub, congratulations.
Thank you.
Just terrible, man. I don't know. I'm a creature of habit. Sorry.
We're still on 2 to 3, though. We're still on 2 to 3. You're in a good spot. It's one less hour. We appreciate it, but we're still here from 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys deserve 3 hours, in my opinion. You guys should have the old afternoon drive. That's my opinion. I mean, JP is the best producer on the network. You guys are awesome.
That's a sound point, though.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I just think when I'm listening to you guys, I know Moose is on, you know, on the backyard grilling. Man is coming off the 16-1 parlay. It's family. It is family. And I'm going to, I don't know. Again, guys, I'm a creature of habit. 1-3 was always your guys' time to me. So I'll try to adapt to 2-3, but I just want to let you guys know I appreciated your time.
Well, we appreciate that a lot.
Great stuff. I mean, we like to try to think that we build a rapport with the people. And so many people, Kevin, like, I love it. Like, Red Tail's always calling in. You know, Moose is calling in. X-Man, Jordan. You know, so many great callers that we've had over the past, like, you know, year to 2 years of going back and forth and trying to build that up. And there's so many people out there that are driving around right now or just listening in their cubicle or at home. Just, you know, never call in, but you still have that connection. Like, I do. Like, I've never called into a radio station my entire life of listening for hundreds of thousands of hours. hours, it feels right. like, but you still feel connected to those hosts. So it's nice to hear that at that times where it's like, hey, you know what? Like, you are part of my day the same way we are part of your day because we're here actually on the air at that time.
No, look, I really appreciate the phone call. And, you know, that's why to me, I'm... Like I said, I would be broke. I would be, and I know this, I'd be a wreck today if this was the end of you. I'm not, I know it sounds funny, like I'm dead serious. I'd be a wreck if this was the last like hour of content that you and I were scheduled to be doing together, right? Even if we're going to do a couple guest spots here and there. But I really look forward to the 2-3 slot because it's kind of going to, it's going to move very quickly, but it's going to be like this whole, like you said, almost this like family type check-in. Again, imagine on a day where Red Tail, Moose, Jordan, Chris, and X-Man all bang the phone line. Mm-hmm. That's five. We got an hour. Yeah. So we're going to be moving quick. And again, we appreciate you all that are here daily. And again, that's going to continue. And by the way, although I'm sure you folks love, you know, Donnie's, you know, 2-hour solo shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but I'm back in the mix Tuesdays as well. We will be live on Tuesday from 2-3, yep. And I look forward to it.
From Phoenix to Austin to Ohio to West Virginia, shout out Virginia Beach to Central Jersey, if that exists. The people have always called it and been nice. And again, the great part about it is we're not leaving here. We're just getting a little bit more condensed in football season. So we'll always have our Monday through Friday check-ins, having mm-hmm. some fun, and certainly sitting back and letting it rip here. But again, there are a lot of topics to get to. The interesting part is, again, it really hits you. It's like, you know, when Kevin and I saw the schedule changes coming, it was like, hey, man, all right, 1 hour, boy, that's going to go fast. You actually don't realize how actually fast it goes. And in that last, you know, hour number one that we were doing, I'm like, oh, we got another segment. No, it was 53 on the clock, which means one quick segment, and there you go into hour number two. So we'll still have the same. It's not going to be like, hey, you know what? No phone callers, rigid show. Got to make sure we hit everything. Wherever the wind blows on those days for that hour, we're going to let it rip, and that's what we always do. So nothing's
no
really
doubt.
Going to change outside of we just won't be on the air as long. But again, it's not like, hey, guys, I'm only going to hear you 1 hour a day. I got an extra hour of TV added in the morning, which you know I'm going to let it rip on there. Kevin's got his own show, a ton of solo talk time for those 2 hours. Yep. And also keep in mind, we haven't let the people know about this yet either too much because sometimes you got to be a self-promoter. Kevin and I are going to be together on Sundays for 3 full hours with Joe Lisi at the Oceans Resort in Atlantic City doing an NFL football show. And I was sort of teasing it like earlier in the week saying like, hey, you know, we got some things planned. Like it's been a while. For at least a decade, I did a show every Sunday that I know a lot of people got involved with and had a lot of fun. And I still got it right up through last week. Like, why are you on Sundays here? And I got to say, it's like, you know what? I miss it a lot, but at the same time, it was kind of cool. Like not waking up on a Sunday like, hey, I got to get ready and do this. And it's 1 o'clock kickoff. But it's nice to get back in the mix where we're just going to go over every single game, let it rip, let it fly, hot topics. And for 3 hours, man, you can't lose that. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on the grid, ripping it, man, for the NFL. The entire way through. Not 1 week. Not, oh, Donnie will be around for week four. Like, no. We are going to be together as a trio for every single game through the Super Bowl.
It's going to be incredible. And, look, I'm telling you, we go through every single game. Okay, we get to bring on Warren Sharp, Dr. Chow, Adam Kaplan, so they can help us go through some things there. And look, if you know, you like Donnie and I doing this together. In person's a whole nother level, and Lisi is incredible. And look, the funny thing of it is, as much as I, you know, was able to enjoy doing that show last year, that was my first time doing an NFL kickoff style show like that. Donnie's got the most experience doing that type of programming. As you said, you've done plenty of shows like that. We get to do 3 hours, you know, out in AC and really stretch our legs with it, which is again, it's just going to be a great, great time, and it's going to be essential. You know, my boy Gary in Texas likes to call and demand schedule changes, and he, you know, he wants handicapping shows. Look, this Sunday you're stuck with BATR, pal. I hate to break it to you, but what you are going to get by NFL Week 1, you're going to get the college football today on Saturdays. You're going to get the pro football today on Sundays, back-to-back. And we're going to be bringing the action each and every single weekend there on the grid.
Ah, there we go. We got some callers lined up. And I don't want to burn any of this time here because we have some time. It's only about a minute or two left in this segment. Yeah. I see the X-Man's calling in, also Gary in Texas as well. So we're going to get to both of those callers after the break there, so just hold tight. But, yeah, the NFL season is going to be a lot of fun. And I say this again because when I looked at the schedule, as I was joking yesterday and saying, like, well, look at that next week. Football, wait a second. Like, the NFL is next week. And the reason I think it is you have this break, right? Because after I log off the air here at, you know, another 45 minutes or so, I'm off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And it's almost like, hey, man, I'm looking forward to that. You know, a little hot tub time, cocktails, cigars, betting baseball, watching college football, spending some time with the family. Waking up on Tuesday morning, The sprint is on. NFL action Thursday night. Full college football cards every weekend. Full NFL cards. It really hits you. And again, you'll enjoy it, but then you go, man, it's already Super Bowl Sunday. Like, it goes so fast. Because why? Not because it's boring. Because it's fun as heck.
And that reminds me, actually, something. I know he doesn't work on this show, but I don't care. I'm going to do a double shout-out. Our boy, Brian Rutkowski, B-Ruts, holding us down at the early line. His departure is actually permanent. As he, you know, is moving on from the grade. He's been great with us. But the reason that reminded me is he is giving me a cigar to give to you.
Whoa!
As a thank you for your time together. Yeah, working again.
Now, what type of cigar are we talking about, by the way?
You know what? You know me. I'm not. I'll tell you what it is when I see it. He's going to give it to me tomorrow. But, you know, I won't know what it is even when I'm looking at it.
I'll be able to measure the amount of fun you had by the cigar I'm getting here. So once I see what it is, I'll be like, ooh, man, he really didn't like my own.
That would be so funny. Right, if that he got you something.
Yeah, like a Black and Mild.
Oh, my. Yeah. No, I love that. Listen, you know, Black and Mild.
He gave me a pack of Black and Mild, you know, vanilla. Like, I might put a little bit more respect on the name. That's where your boy DRS grew up, back in the Black and Mild days on the golf course. And then finding out what a true cigar actually was somewhere around 29 to 30 years old in my life. But the evolution changes. We got callers coming up next. The good times will continue. Keep the dial right here, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Moneyline. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Blasting through hour number two. Woo! Football in full session here. We got to get to the phone lines, though. They're popping. 844-843-6879. X-Man in the great state of Virginia. Shout out to Virginia Beach on a holiday weekend. You know X-Man's cooking. And by the way, I did see his tweet come through here. Yeah, he's cooking, K-Dub. What's up, X-Man?
He always is.
Shout out to Virginia Beach. I'm in Alexandria today.
Whoa!
Shout out to D.C. You know? I got a nice play for you. We going with Stanford on the money line over Hawaii.
Whoa.
Rainbow War.
There you go.
Stanford, baby. We going San Diego Padres on the money line with Waddle pitching. We going the L.A. Angels on the money line. And we going Jonquel Jones over 8.5 rebounds, the center of the New York Liberty. That's 13-1.
That's the way you pop off. That's the way you pop off a weekend, K-Dub. What do you think about that?
Incredible stuff. Now, I was done dirty, though, man, by the Vegas Aces the other night. Team total 89.5, landed at 84. That bothered the crap out of me. I know X-Man probably felt that pain.
There you go. Well, he's not handling any pain this weekend. Nope. Now, what do we got this weekend, X-Man, by the way? Like, what's the game plan for a holiday weekend for you? Are you making the rounds? Where are you going?
Yeah, we're going with LSU over Florida State. I love that play. And I'm with my man Jordan in Phoenix to take Washington on the first half.
Phoenix. It's family.
I like that play. And I like the Dodgers tonight. I'm coming back on the plus money. It was a great game, one of the best games of the season.
Yep.
The Braves. So I'm going back on the Dodgers tonight. They got a good pitching tonight, so why not?
Julio. Love it, man. I love where the X-Men's going, so good luck on all those plays, and that's the way you do it. Now, Kev, did you like his plays?
Yes, I really did.
All right. Well, I did, too. So
I hate it. The thing is, I, of course, out of respect, always out of respect, I hate his LSU-FSU take. Need FSU in the game.
There you go. Keep the phone lines. Keep them popping. Let's get down to Texas. Gary calling in from the great state of Texas today in hour number two of Moneyline. What's up, Gary?
Oh, nothing much. It's just, you know, a little somber and sad, you know, just like, you know, I got to admit, KW, and I am excited because I'm kind of glad your show's starting like an hour later. I wouldn't mind that you know, forever y'all done that, you know, what, 8 to 11. But I got to admit, KW, I mean, I'm going to need a little therapy to get through this, but, you know, I am going to miss you. Yeah. Now, of course, you know, you were only on one day a week, but it felt like you were on 2 days.
So,
I am going to miss that. Yeah, so I'm going to catch you in the afternoon, though. I do want one more thing to add in a minute. Did y'all ever say what was on in between the early line and the afternoon show, or does that come later? Somebody else have to say it. I assume football full circle, but what else?
Radio-wise, you're asking, Gary?
Yeah, radio-wise.
Yeah, football full circle, I actually think it might be, and because I didn't concern myself over too much, it might be a Carver and Lisi replay on before we go live at 2 to 3. I think that's what's going to be in that time slot there.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what they do, you know, now at the night. Actually, you know, they're really funny together, by the way.
They're great.
I meant to tell you, KW, I texted you, but you never really, you know, never answered me. But, you know, Beverly and Sally, you know, they keep asking me, and they want to know if we're still getting together at 5 o'clock for our 2.5 mixed doubles pickleball.
I mean, I don't know what we're, I don't even know what that joke is one bit.
Oh, you know what it is.
There you go. Look, he liked it. He got a, he got a shout out of him right there.
Sally, old names.
There you go. Look, can't sneak it by my guy Gary in Texas. But there you go. Yeah, it's going to be pouring it out, K-Dub. I feel like, should I resign from the network now? Because I'm just upset, so upset I can't deal with it anymore? Or should I keep pushing through? Should we keep moving?
Assuming Gary's still listening, you know, if he's not there. Gary, you got an appointment viewing this week, man. Final BATR of the season. Sunday, 10-12.
Now, what are we talking
about?
Now, what are we talking about here?
What do you want to talk about?
Do you have the meetings? Like, what did you get? Like, for BATR?
What do you want to talk about?
Were there meetings?
I had someone today make a comment to me. I said, man, it's, you know, I said X, Y, Z. They said, nah, you're going to love it, man. You can do whatever you want. Talk about LeBron the whole time. I said, oh, okay.
I mean, here's what's going to happen. You ready for this? Like, dude, give me an opening of the show for BATR. Go ahead.
All right.
Three,
welcome
two,
in.
One.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Betting Above the Rim, live right here on Sports Grid. Kevin Walsh, Coach James Young. Mm-hmm. Donnie standing by.
Mm. Okay, so then here's what's going to happen. Like, when you go like this, ready? I'll do your voice, ready?
No.
Welcome into the show. We're going to talk LeBron James if he needs some help.
And you know what's going to help on that here? You're going to hear this in the background. They're not even going to be in studio. You know, robes, coffee cups.
Pull the plug. Whoever is in there producing, go to commercial. We can't have this.
Is that what you're going to get?
Now, yeah. You know what, man? Let me tell you something about... Man, I explained that I was talking to someone yesterday close to the situation. As I was asking about the future of Listen Up, and they were like, man, like, what do you think, you know, the reaction would be? I said, man, the Rose not going to be too happy if that segment gets pulled. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, boy. And by the way, the streets are always hot here out on Twitter/X. I don't think they've ever been hotter over the last 24 hours.
It's true.
I mean, it's true. I mean, the streets are talking out here. They want to know what the deal is.
A lot of comments.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of comments out here. There's, you know, the chessboard, some little pieces are moving around, but still going to be floating. And you guys will get used to it here. Okay, you know, this, that, you'll fit this in. You get an extra hour here and there and see our faces. But again, the thing I am excited for is Sunday. Family-wise, man, a wife probably going to be like, you know what, good to get you out of the house here for the day and I can or night and I can go do some things because we are going to be letting it rip there every Sunday 10 to 1, which is great because I'm usually part of, to be honest, K-Dub, like an hour show on Sunday. So if you guys want to dip that back to an hour, I mean, we could talk about, you know.
No, here's what I need to ask you then, since, again, we're having these full conversations.
Uh-huh.
Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Am I going to see you?
Here, you know what's funny about that? Because again, we're going to be staying at the Ocean Resort, obviously, because you know most of the guys are a lot farther away than I am. But even for me, it's about a 40-hour run from my house. But just knowing on that, that you just is that what we get? Phil, this is me, grin. Might as well be a 40-hour run cross country. 40-minute run down the expressway for me. So it's really not that much. So I even was talking to the wife about it. It's like, oh, you can just drive down in the morning. I said, do you understand this? What our call time is going to be? It's like I would even have a worse call time than what I do now when I wake up at 4:30. So it makes some sense, but it is interesting. Now, here's the funny thing. Like, most like people are like, hey, you know what? This, Donnie's lying. Like, social media, he never has his kid or his wife. He probably makes up stories. He probably is in, like, a one-bedroom apartment somewhere. It's not even in New Jersey. Like, is the guy even real at this point? But yeah, like, the wife will be down there quite a bit with me on Saturday nights. As it probably will turn into, like, a sort of, even a date night for me. Like, I'll still be in bed by, like, 10 o'clock. But I was talking to her about this. I said, you know, I'm going to have a hotel room, like, 18 weeks a year. And, you know, we're not that far away. It's like, hey, we'll grab dinner, we'll hang out, and then, you know, you can do whatever you want while we're on the show, and we'll just, you know, drive home after that. So that's going to be something. You'll probably end up meeting Ms. DRS here a few times. So how about that?
That's big. I wonder if she will.
I'll show you she's real. It's a real person. Yeah.
Well, I've not doubted that at all. I just want to see if she'll in person say to me, what's up with the mustache?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's good, too. Yeah. Like, you know what? She has similarities to me, but we're really like opposite. Like, it's kind of fun. Like, you'd be like, how do you even like most people? Like, man, is he like this 24/7? Like, yeah, you guys know me. Like, my goal in life is when my wife and I are getting along really well, I'll just throw a comment out there just to, like, you know, ruffle the water a little bit, just to see, like, if we still got some fire out there. So, yeah, like, that's going to be the best part about it. Like, you know, she's always quick to comment, hey, look, here's our show from today, and instead of listening, there'll be like a comment on like appearances or this or that at this point. And I always joke, like, I mean, we have SiriusXM in all of our cars, and it's never on in her car ever. No. Like, I'm on the air right now. Like, if my wife was like doing a national radio show, like, I honest to God, like, if I was like in the car, like, I'd say, hey, wonder what are my girls talking about right now there? Never. I don't think it's ever crossed her mind one bit to tune in.
No, she doesn't. I mean, that's certainly the tale. I tell you, I would get a real kick out of it. I know you've said this isn't the case, but if I, and she's like, and what's your name? Like, if she didn't know who I even was, like, one bit, that would be hilarious. So that's, I didn't know if you were going to be like 7:30. All right, fellas, like, I got to hit the bed, and, you know, I'll see you in the morning.
No, but I'll tell you one thing I won't be doing is like eating and drinking on like a Saturday night and relaxing like that. Like, I'm all business out here in these streets at that point.
Yeah.
Got to make sure I'm asleep. Got to make sure I'm focused and, you know, playing crap. Hey, where were you? Like, hey, where's Donnie? Hey, you know what? He didn't even sleep yet. Hey, let me just get my jacket in the room. I'll be right down. And, you know,
not make it down.
3, 2, 1, and we're ready to go at that point. But I'm looking forward to that. It's kind of interesting where, you know, we'll be doing that in a couple times where I'll be driving up to, you know, Homedale in the home studio to get a look around the digs there at that point here. So, yeah, that'll be good because that's, I assume, no hotel for me. So that's like an hour and a half in the morning. So, and the best part about that is going to be is what's the call time first
now,
week up there, like, hey, 7 a.m. I mean, my goodness.
Now let me extend
No.
Yes, 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 brother. You come on and stay right here at the Walsh Estates, brother.
That's
15-minute ride into work.
Oh,
no problem.
Goodness.
Stop at Dunkin' Donuts on your way. Caramel iced.
Holy.
Get over here. Come on
cousin.
Now.
I mean,
we're rocking. We're rocking.
Football. Goodness. You know what?
It's a dream come true.
Oh, my goodness. Who's the, like, whoever has Ricardo's cameraman, can we borrow Ricardo's cameraman with the expensive cameras? I mean, Rick, give the cameras back, brother. We'll be right back on number two.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, hour number two. By the way, like, we're talking about some NFL topics here. Cooper Kupp and the Rams. He's not, and I'm telling you right now, from this is the one thing, like, I usually joke about, hey, Kevin, I'm a fly on the wall. Like, I know exactly how these negotiations go down. Technical guy, though, I'm just trying to read between the lines. But having personal, like, knowledge of having bad hamstrings at times, I've had them. And athletes who aren't used to, which, again, it's not an everyday occurrence. Like, oh, he's always had bad hamstrings. Like, it flares up every once in a while. But I always get a kick out of NFL players, particularly, going like, no, I'm like, I limped off the field. I just felt like I cramped up. And I'm like, I know what that means. No, he pulled his hamstring, but just doesn't actually know what that means. Because when you walk around, it just feels a little bit tight. It's like, oh, this will be gone, Kevin. 1 or 2 days, no big deal. But the fact that even when you don't really feel it, you don't actually know until you, A, pop that hamstring, or you're running around going, oh, no, I think I just dinged that up again. So the reason I bring it up is Cooper Kupp, and it's always going to come out like this. Hey, by the way, we had a setback, but, you know, we'll give him a couple days off. We're not too sure about week one. Cooper Kupp's not playing week one, Kevin. He's out week one. There's no question in my mind Cooper Kupp is going to sit week one, which, again, factors in the pressure of the professional athlete that wants to get it back out there. And I reference by saying, like, if you take a hard shot to the shoulder where it's a bruise, you can fight through that. You can take painkillers. You can't do that for a hamstring. You can't play through a pulled hamstring. Mm-hmm. Even though I tried to do that my senior year and it didn't work all that well because I wasn't redshirting in Division III. Do you know what I mean? But these professional athletes always are going to push it. And I'm telling you right now, it might be a disastrous season for Cooper Kupp and the Rams.
I think if you're the Rams, one of the worst parts about it is, and some could say, they'll be okay. But the Seahawks announcing that their entire secondary is, like, out for the game, Jamal Adams and Devin Witherspoon, you know, the first-round draft choice, I believe we've heard from Pete Carroll, are already expected to miss that football game. So there would have been great opportunities out there for Cooper Kupp in that season debut. I think the question becomes with the hamstring. Here's where it's tough, though, Donnie. If basically Cooper Kupp is not going to be healthy with the hamstring all year no matter what, is there a benefit for him sitting out football game? Do you know what I mean? Is there a benefit to him waiting a month, really?
For him, yes. If I am the Rams, that's exactly what I'm doing. Now, also, we're at such a... This isn't as if, Kevin, he's on the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Let's just say Travis Kelce, Kevin, was in that same position. If I'm Andy Reid, I go, I might just put you on the PUP right now. Like, I'm not even... Like, it's the same thing where Andy Reid... And I bring up Andy Reid because he was in Philadelphia for so long. Andy Reid wouldn't bring an injured player on a road game, not even if it was your quarterback. Because he'd always used to say, because I know what's going to happen here. We're going to fly in Saturday night. You're going to come to my hotel room with a coach. I can play tomorrow. Like, I want to play, knowing that it's not in your best interest. So if you're not even there, you can't play. And that's why I talk about, like, the PUP list here. If he goes on it, it wouldn't be a surprise. Like, look, I know we need you badly, but we know how this end game is going to be. You're going to play week one and tear that thing, and you're out 7 weeks, and then we don't even know if he gets you back after that 7 weeks. If I PUP you for 4 games, I know at least you're not going to be running around torching this. We'll have you for the remaining parts of the season. But that season might be already done by then for the Rams. Like, they're holding on right now, feels like, just by, like, a shoestring at this point.
How does the schedule open for L.A.? Let's take a look here. Because I think this is something that you and I talk about, you know, for a lot of these teams, right? Like, is it a soft landing? Is it tough? So first, oh boy, mixed bag. First 6 games, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
At Seattle.
Loss.
Home against the Niners.
Loss.
At the Bengals.
Loss.
At the Colts.
Should be a win.
Home against
Loss.
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And then home against the Cardinals.
Yeah, they're in trouble. I look at that, and again, you can't really play wins and losses till they play out. And Matthew Stafford, if he comes back, is like, hey, I'm a Pro Bowl Matthew Stafford. I never went anywhere. I'm just rejuvenated now, and everything was a lie. I get it. But you're looking honestly there. You're not Seattle at home opening week. I said, you know what? They probably got a pretty good crack at that because it's home. It's the first game. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough place to play. You're not beating the 49ers, and you're not beating the Bengals on the road. So you're 0-3, and things are going to be swirling around that team by 0-3 because it used to be in the past, right, before the extra wild card, which I have an extra game and wild card position. You go 0-2, it's like 98% you will not make the playoffs. So now you try to say, okay, 17 games, extra, maybe you can't go 0-3. They're going 0-3. That is a lot. They'll be, put it this way, Kevin, they'll be 1-4 after their first 5 games. Be shocked that they had 2 wins out of those.
I think the fact that the first 2 games are I think the fact that the first two games are division, Donnie, gives them like a slim chance, right? But the Cincinnati game, primetime road spot, you should be dead to rights. And then again, like you go to Indianapolis, the Colts aren't going to lose every game they play.
And it's still a short week. It's hard to win.
Right.
Oh, is that a short week? What is that?
It's a Monday to Sunday wraparound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not so, you know what I mean? Look, it's considered a short week. It's not the shortest week of all time.
So even worse because you're traveling on that short week.
Yes. And it's consecutive road games. So it's tough. The Eagles, look, they're home, but again, like your first two home games being the Niners and the Eagles, the two best teams in the NFC, is not really what you signed up for. You'd love to grab one of the Cardinals games early there, right, for this football team. They're going to host Pittsburgh. The odds are they have them as a light dog in that game.
Loss.
Then it's at Dallas.
Loss.
At Green Bay.
Loss.
And then they're going to hit their bye. So You take those first nine games.
Stetson Bennett balling.
And they are a favorite in only one of them. And that's the Arizona game. You know, if you want to call, let's just call all of their divisional games winnable, even though they're not going to win all of their divisional games. I'm talking about the first 9 weeks here. Your non-divisional games, again, are Cincy Road, Colts Road, Eagles home, Steelers home, Cowboys, Packers road. That's two wins. I mean, again, through 9 weeks, if you're that team and you're 4-5, honestly, you've accomplished something. You really have.
Yeah. I don't.
And
see
that's.
It.
And I think, like, but to add this, so their win total 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe they can get over that, but this is a Rams team that last year was coming off of a Super Bowl win and supposed to get back to the playoffs at minimum. We knew the Niners would challenge in the division, but that Los Angeles Rams team was not supposed to fall off of a cliff in the fashion that they did. And yet, they fell off of a cliff, 100%,
yes.
Right? So it's a really, really difficult spot the Rams find themselves in. Could they get over 6.5? Maybe, but you go through some of those schedule spots there and, you know, trying to take that team for a postseason spot's going to probably be difficult.
Yes, it is. And by the way, taking a look at some of these, you know, up in the air type situations, you know, Travis Kelce on his podcast, I believe, is making a plea to Chris Jones, you know, quote, "We need you bad." Now you have Mike Evans who says, you know what, I want to be extended, but also not just extended, like, hey, man, respect me. It's 10 years. You know, pay me a little bit more money. He wants to be up there in like the top five, which is not happening on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then also the big mystery in the room as we come up to game week. Joe Burrow still not having a deal done. Now, we talk about the Mike Evans situation. They basically said, you know what, September 9th, which is Saturday, which most of the NFL kicks off September the 10th. Monday's the 11th. They just said, okay, by that Saturday, we're going to turn off negotiations for the season, which again is interesting because some of the beat writers coming out going, look, we talked to the front office and, you know, I think it's Jason Licht down there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're really far apart. And this just didn't say, like, hey, you know what? Season starting. Let me get with my agent. Yeah, you know, we want a new deal. This has been going on for weeks, and months where they're probably saying, okay, man, we still want you a part of this team. Do you deserve more money? Yeah, of course. Like, you're a great football player. We want you to be here. But look, man, we're not making you the highest paid wide receiver in football when, boy, look at the odds. Like, we're not expected to do a ton. Now, granted, they're not going to admit in the room, like, hey, by the way, we're not supposed to do anything this year. But Mike Evans isn't getting that monster deal from them. It wouldn't even make sense for that organization. And I'm talking monster deal. I'm not talking, hey, we'll extend you for the average of the top 20 wideouts, and so we can cut you after 2 years. He looks like he's going for a bag in year 10.
Okay. I'm wondering, is Mike Evans, this is where, like, the Tampa situation right now for me is still difficult, that I'm still trying to figure out some things with the Bucs, Donnie, right? But would Mike Evans, again, we talk about, you know, Jonathan Taylor, right? And I remember I was like, would Jonathan Taylor take less if Kansas City was the team calling, right? Does Mike Evans have a price for Tampa Bay and then a price for everybody else is kind of my question there.
Because yeah, probably.
If Mike Evans just wants to be paid, and if you're Tampa Bay, look, even if you don't believe Baker's going to be your guy,
If the Bucks, so we did this morning. Tampa Bay has the odds to have the second best odds to finish with the worst record in football. Again, that still surprises me a bit, but let's just say that's how it lands. This team's drafting Drake May. Well, I want Drake May throwing to Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Not throwing to nobody. You know, we know the importance of getting good weaponry for young, talented, you know, quarterbacks that are going to try and come into this league. So if I'm Tampa, again, if Mike Evans is looking to secure the richest wide receiver contract in the league, okay, that's an issue. But it's not just the Bucs that wouldn't give him that. Nobody's giving Mike Evans richest contract in football for wide receiver money. Nobody's giving
him
that.
And maybe he sees it too, because when you're asking for more money, it's like, you know what? If I had Tom Brady and Jameis Winston, now say what you want about Jameis Winston. Dude was throwing for 5,000 yards a season with a million interceptions. Let me tell you something as a wide receiver. You say, hey, man, by the way, your quarterback threw for a ton of interceptions. Said, you know what? I don't even care. That means he's forcing the ball to me. I love that. Just throw it out there and I'll go get it. Then you go to Tom Brady, and then you say, okay, this might be one of my last times to cash in. Before we even take the field, which might turn out to be Kyle Trask for the season, and at the end of the year, I'm in my 11th year, and I didn't have a 1,000-yard season, so everybody sees me in decline. When I ask for a paycheck, then they're like, man, come on now. See your numbers? You're done. Like, you're through your prime. You want to strike while the iron is still quite hot at this point.
Right. I agree with you. But that, the end result of that then is him staying in Tampa Bay. Because that means that Mike Evans is not negotiating with as much leverage as you would imagine, right? Because that means that Mike's is basically his thought process is, I need to get Tampa to pay me now before this year plays out and I can't hold up with, you know, subpar quarterback play. So I don't think Tampa Bay is at a disadvantage here. I just think it would be unfortunate if for Tampa Bay if Mike Evans enters this situation looking for, hey, I'm as good as Jamar Chase.
Yes. All right, let me put you on the hot seat here. Now, granted, the game is not here yet next Thursday night. Detroit Lions, Kansas City Chiefs. Are we going to get a shocking outcome or are we just going to go like, yeah, nobody's beating the Chiefs? Like referendum, like, because we always have hot takes after the first game of the season. Do you remember, sure, like, hey, Tampa Bay is going to smoke Dallas? Like, oh, my God. Like, Dallas almost beat Tampa Bay open at night.
Yeah, here's the thing. Kansas City is the easiest team in the world to buy into. Until you remember that they never cover. They never cover, Donnie. Like, you know, you and I, down maybe we'll find a way. Nothing. You know, tag team teaser, Donnie. Mm-hmm. Would you rather tease this down to a pick or take the Lions plus the 12.5?
Tease it down to a pick.
I take the Lions plus the 12.5.
I don't know.
I mean, look, I know.
I don't think Kansas City's losing. If Kansas City lost opening night, be phenomenal talk.
I agree. I agree, right? Figure out, you know, the why, the what, the where. But Kansas City's not beating Detroit by double digits because they just don't do that. They just don't. Whether it's a Detroit backdoor or whatnot, like, they're not. That's just, it's not what they do.
Football season is here on the grid. Boy, oh boy, buckle up for a fantastic season on the grid. We'll be back to close down hour number two next, SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment to end hour number two here, and away we go into football NFL week. But having said that, you know, sometimes me and Kevin have some good times on the air, but nothing will ever beat this, people. And I know we only have like 2 minutes, but let me just explain this. We're in Los Angeles, right? Kevin and I have never even done a show live together. We know what each other looks like. We know, like, you know, voices, all that stuff. So I check into a hotel. I got delayed on my flights. Ridiculous. I almost didn't even make the trip at that point. But I get in late, so I don't see anybody. Miss all the meetings. I come out of the elevator the next day. As soon as the doors open, I look to my right. There's Kevin Walsh. Oh, man, my guy. I go over and dap up Kevin. He treated me like I was just a bum on the street, like no idea what's going on right now. And then I sort of had like, hey, man, what's up? And then the light bulb goes on in your brain.
It was truly, man, like, what? Here's the
so
thing.
So odd.
It broke my heart.
Because it's funny, like, we've been working together for nearly a year at that point, right?
Yep.
So I'd really been looking forward to finally meeting you in person. And basically for it to be, man, I have no idea who this is.
Oh,
but
that's
the thing
so
is,
good.
Like, you spin it like, you know, like, oh, I'm crazy. You wearing a hat, back then, COVID still around, and a mask. You might have even had sunglasses on.
No.
Quite frankly.
Yeah, just throw it on there,
No, but you did. You had a hat and a mask on. I could see nothing but eyes. I'd never seen you in person before.
Yeah,
right?
But you had to know I was lurking, though. Like, you should have been on like radar. Like, he's in here somewhere. Sooner than later, I'm going to see him. And some guy just came off the elevator. Because the best part about it is, like, I can fake it with the best of them. I can have a conversation with somebody who knows me, and I have no idea who they are. But they feel like I knew exactly that was. That was so cold. Just like, yeah, what's up, man? And like, oh no, that's the RS in person right there.
Yeah. But at first, you thought I was the worst. You're like, oh, something's weird.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's weird. But yeah. But then it cleared up right away. We started busting balls and away we went. That's how it goes. It's Moneyline. Thanks for tuning in to hour number two. For Christian Behind the Wheels of Steel, Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh. See ya.